Hello, everybody. Chris Brown here from BuffaloBills.com, joined by new Bills GM Brandon Bean. And while we wait for your questions to roll in for Buffalo's new GM, the first one I wanted to ask you, Brandon, was it's a little bit of a shift for you. You've spent 19 years with the Carolina organization. You've seen a lot of people come in who are new there. Now you're the new guy.
Yep.
So how do you kind of adjust to that different dynamic coming in the door?
Well, obviously you want to figure out what the culture is here and the culture that we had in Carolina and make a nice mix. It's not that everything's going to be like it was in Carolina, but I'm sure there's some great things that have been done here, and we just want to make it a winning place.
And then with respect to the roster, a lot of fans care about the roster, obviously, and how you're going to build that with Sean. What is realistic? What's fair for a new GM coming in the door with a roster that was previously assembled before he got here to have a firm grasp of what you guys have talent-wise on the roster? What do you think is a fair timetable for you before you feel comfortable knowing top to bottom what exists here?
Oh, I'll have it down before we get to training camp.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to spend the next little bit, obviously, filling the personnel staff. We've got a lot of decisions to make there. But while that's going on, OTAs are going to be going, so I'll get to know these guys. And looking forward not to just knowing what I see on film, but who the men are, the character that they have.
And then with respect to personnel departments, obviously you've got to hire some people here pretty quick.
Yeah.
You know there's other teams competing for people, qualified candidates.
Yep.
So how do you enter that process? Because I got to believe it can't just be a one-man show for you. You're going to need some help in terms of recruiting people, right?
Yeah. You know, I don't know about as much as recruiting. The funny thing is I've had lots of texts of people wanting to come up here. People have heard my excitement for it. I know a lot of guys all over the league. I know people on every team, and a lot of them have reached out either directly or through someone else that there's an interest. So I've got a long list. I've got another one on a computer file of my own list that I made, compiled with the people who are interested. And I'm just going to, you know, rank them out, A's, B's, C's, and go for it.
And then we've got our first question here. And Alice is asking, what is first on your agenda to do in Buffalo?
You know, hire the personnel staff.
Yeah.
Get it rolling and basically line it up for how we want to grade players and evaluate players to help build this roster.
With respect to the Pegulas, in the press conference, you made it pretty evident that you were blown away by what they offered you with the questions that you had for them. I don't think a lot of people think about that the interview candidate might also have some questions. So when did you just kind of almost sit back in your chair like, wow, I'm going to really have everything I'm going to need at my disposal to succeed there if I get this job?
You know what's funny is I had an interview that lasted 5 hours. You don't hear that. And it didn't feel like 5 hours.
Okay.
You know, it didn't feel long and grueling. It was fun. And you're right. It's me getting to know the Pegulas just as much as the Pegulas getting to know me. It's got to work for them, and it's got to work for me, or it won't work.
Got a question coming in here from Tim B. I don't know what your exposure is to Buffalo as a whole, but he wants to know, how have you liked Buffalo so far?
Love Buffalo. The weather's perfect right now. Now, it's been, you know, I've been to Buffalo at different times of year, preseason. We've been here in December, so obviously, you know, it's a little colder. But the exciting thing is I want this to be a tough place for people to come in November, December, and play home games in January.
I don't know if you recall that game, but back in 2013, it was a last-second loss for the Panthers. I'm sure
Yep.
you remember that game. But were you there and were you present for maybe getting a feel for the atmosphere that exists here on game day?
100%. I talked about that in my interview. That game obviously was crushing for us. We lose at the very end on the fade pass. And leaving the stadium, we had to get on the cart to go around to the locker room. And the jubilation of these fans, you would have thought they just won a playoff game. And as mad as I was that we lost, I was like, you know what, that's pretty cool. I'm impressed. And again, when this job came open, I said, you know what, I like the passion here.
Got a question here from Ben G. He wants to know your thoughts on using analytics for your decision making.
You know, analytics is a tool. There's a lot of tools we use on guys. There's different numbers. The eye test is always going to be my number one thing. I got it. It's got to pass the eye test, but it is a tool in the toolbox, and it's definitely going to be used.
Scotty H. wants to know, how is your relationship with Coach McDermott going to impact success on the whole?
Well, I think it helps. You know, we don't have to get to know each other, you know, for the next few months to see how he ticks, how I tick. We both know how each other ticks. And I think that had to be an appealing thing for the Pegulas, you know, when they selected me to be the GM.
Another question here from a different Scott. Scott B. wants to know, what will your approach look like to win the division? You mentioned that in the press conference, winning the division, step one.
Yeah.
So what's the approach look like to get there, I guess?
Well, obviously, you have to look at a history of the division. And right now, obviously, the Dolphins are trending up this way. You know, the Jets have been similar to the Bills. Foxborough's had a stranglehold on it. Mm-hmm. And you got to learn your opponent, figure them out, find their strengths, find their weaknesses, and try and attack them. And I know Sean and his staff will do it from a coaching end. We've got to do it from a personnel end.
Zach R. asks, what kind of music do you listen to when you run?
I listen to a little bit of country and a little bit of rock. So I got a little mix, plus a little Kings of Leon in there.
Now, is it strictly country playlist all the way through, or does that mix exist within a playlist?
No, I do a mix within the playlist.
Okay. Dan A. wants to know, what are the first steps that you'll make as GM? We kind of covered that, you know, you're going to be assembling your scouting department. Is there a priority there, though, between pro and college? Is there more urgency to have one put together before the other based on where you are in the calendar year here?
No, I don't think so. I think we're just going to take it, you know, one step at a time, find each piece that fits. Again, what I don't want to do is rush it. I want to make the right decision and the best decision going forward for us.
I don't know if you've had these in your travels to Buffalo, but Aaron A. wants to know, have you had the wings yet?
I have had wings here before. I have not been able to have any yet, but I'm looking forward to it. but the last time I was here in preseason, we went and had wings.
Okay. Ian wants to know, what are your thoughts on Sammy Watkins? Obviously, the team declined the fifth-year option. He's coming back from a rehab situation here in the offseason. Just your general thoughts as you come in the door here.
Yeah, well, I got a lot of respect for Sammy. I followed him in his college career. Right. He was very decorated, and obviously he was a high pick here, which leads to high expectations. He's had some injury issues. You know, I'm sure he's working hard, I've heard, to get back. I'm not worried about the option thing. I'm focused on 17 and us helping Sammy be the best player he can be and help us win games.
Last question we're going to take here is coming from Andy B., and this is actually a question you're going to be able to answer really well. What are your thoughts on Buffalo's draft picks? Having done all the pre-draft work you did, you're probably wholly familiar with those guys, maybe more than anybody else on the roster.
Very familiar with these guys, and it's going to be fun to meet them. I met a couple of them through the process. I spent a lot of time with Tre'Davious. I went down to Baton Rouge, had him at two different meals, worked him out privately with our DB's coach. Zay Jones came in, interviewed him, spent about a half hour one-on-one talking about his career at ECU. Mm-hmm. Obviously, followed Dawkins' career. We were in the tackle market as well, so looked very closely at him. And just, you know, a lot of the other guys, I look forward to getting to know even better in the process.
Well, Brandon, thanks very much for the time and giving fans time here on your first day in Buffalo. Good luck getting started.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Bills' new GM, Brandon Bean.